So you can talk a little bit, Chris, about what we experienced.
Wow. Where to start with that? It started with, we were just walking around, not really anything going on. And then we started randomly getting, we have a Melmeter and it has a REM pod attachment on it. So if you get something like with static electricity close to that antenna, it'll go off. And I think that's how it really first started out, was that we got a little hit on the Melmeter and, you know, didn't think much of it the first time. And then it happened about another 10 times after that. But that was just the start of the barn. And I guess we want to get into that too,
yes,
right now.
Absolutely.
Is that all of a sudden we're sitting there and there was a steps that go upstairs that you have to, it's like a ladder. And Bobby was kind of going up there and we're all still below on the first level. And all of a sudden we hear what sounds like a rock that gets thrown or something. We hear something like click, click, click on the ground. And so we're like, did everybody hear that? And well, then it ends up happening like 7 times we counted on the recorder. So, and then it ends with the biggest one all, which Bobby and Rocky were closer to that than I was at the end when you're getting ready to leave.
I know, and it's really disappointing, I want you to know, because we were at that point kind of done with the barn.
Right.
We were going to move to the house.
It was cold. I mean, mind you, this was like 30 degrees when we were out doing this. Not heated anywhere.
Yes, and it was a little chilly, and we were going to go get warmed up for a minute, and we left the barn, and, well, Heather, you and Chris both walked out, and it was just Rocky and I, and at the very, very end, just right when we were going through the door, a big old chunkin' rock hit the, it's kind of a hollow metal post that holds the center of the barn up.
Yep, right.
And I mean, it was a loud ka-ching, and I'm not even convinced whether they were aiming for that or aiming for us and missed. I'm not real sure what it was, but of course we turned right around and went back in and found the big old rock.
Well, we kept saying too, like, okay, if you don't get our attention, we're gonna leave. And so finally we're like, all right, well, we gotta go, it's cold. And then
do something big.
And then boom, that happened.
Well, and the thing I also want to point out is we tried to debunk these noises. I mean, we grabbed mud daubers because there was like a mud dauber thing, and I think Rocky threw it and you heard it disintegrate because this floor that was above us was partially collapsed. And I'll have all those pictures up on the website and on Facebook as well. But it was partially collapsed, and there was a lot of gaps in that hole. So if it was something like that, we would have seen dust particles, we would have seen things falling. It sounded like a rock falling, and then we tried to debunk it, and we couldn't. And there wasn't a lot of rocks around to be chucked. I mean, honestly. I mean,
we had to search for them.
Yeah,
we went
to
try
go
it.
The
yeah.
Foundation
yeah.
That we found, so.
Yeah, and I mean, we even found some little rocks and tested it, because at one point, we questioned whether is it a squirrel, is it a raccoon, but they're, you know, squirrels are on crack, so they're like, you know,
you hear the scamper.
Yeah, they scamper all over the place, so you know it's kind of one of those things where.
Well, and the rafters are like.
You would have heard more than that.
The rafters are like 20 feet above the actual second floor too. So I mean, for a squirrel or even a raccoon to work its way up to those rafters, I mean, I think that'd be pretty hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and we would have seen evidence of it. We saw some evidence of raccoons, but that's really it. I mean, but when we, and I have to say, what was funny, because I was outside the barn, Chris was just coming outside, and Bobby was almost to the doorway, and Rocky was right behind her. When it happened, I heard Rocky go, moo. So
yeah, he was like, get out of here.
It was funny, because all of a sudden, and then we all went back in, because we're like, what did it hit? Because there was like a roller in there that we had had a meter on at one point. But it wasn't that sound until we could zero it, and it was actually that support pipe that literally was probably, 5 feet behind you. So that was a very interesting
Yeah, I think
moment.
We did a really good job as a team together to debunk everything, because we tried everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, like you were saying with the mud dauber nest, they would hit and disintegrate. You'd just hear them just go, chow. But definitely when the rocks would hit, it was like, bam, ting, 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 ting.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd hear it,
bounce.
Skip. Yeah, exactly.
And you knew it was a rock, because at first we're like, was it a piece of corn? Is it? And there was no evidence of any corn. It was clear to us that it was a part of the foundation or a rock that they had to get from somewhere, because it wasn't just laying around. It wasn't like this was a rock floor.